Welcome back to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk Now. At the end of April, there is an event taking place in the RDS. It is running from Friday the 26th of April until the Sunday of that weekend. And it's the PTSB Ideal Home Show. This has been running for quite a while, but it's never really been in my orbit until now, because I'm in the process, the painful process of trying to buy a house. And all of a sudden, I found myself walking around my estate looking at front doors and curtains and things that I never paid the slightest bit of attention to. But this year, as I said, it is all I can think about. Katrina O'Connor is the show director of the PTSB Ideal Home Show, and she is with me now. Katrina, I'm delighted you're on the show. For those who might be in a similar boat to me and may not have ever had to pay attention or had the need or the privilege of paying attention to what goes on in the PTSB Ideal Home Show, can you just give us a bit of an introduction? Who is it for and who should go along?
Absolutely. So the PTSB Ideal Home Show would be Ireland's largest home show for anything from extend to renovate to build, home renovations, retrofitting, home energy upgrades, interiors. And then we also have a lovely lifestyle section, which is garden and cooking demos. So anyone that's coming to the show, Jess, really would be from the likes of yourself who are in the market for looking for a new home and want to obviously get some expert advice on how to get on the property ladder, what tips and tricks are there for, you know, when they're actually going, looking at houses, what they should be looking out for. We have quite a lot of associations involved as well with the show, like the RAAI, who are the Royal Institute of Architects, the IA, the IDI, who are the interior designers, who will give you some great advice, particularly because most of the homes now, if it is Dublin-based, are going to be second-hand homes. And you need to obviously check what the energy rating is, see what grants and tax breaks are there for you. Because even with revenue at the show, they give some information on the Help to Buy scheme for first-time buyers. And SEAI are also at the show, and they are giving some advice on the home energy upgrades, heat pump grants. And also, if you are going to go green and drive electric, there's also some grants for drive electric. So there's something for everyone.
Yeah, I love the breadth of this because, as I said, this has been my world for the last few months. And it is very difficult to get clear answers to your questions because obviously everyone's scenario is different, but the processes are often the same. So is it a case that you go along, you go up to the different experts that you've outlined there and you can just have your list of questions and get a bit of guidance? Or is it panel format where you come with your pen and paper and jot down notes as you go?
It's a bit of both, to be honest. So we would have three theatres in the show. We have the DFS Interior Design Theatre. We also have the Mitsubishi Electric Home Advice Theatre. And then we have the Dunn Stores Chef's Live Theatre. So within the theatre itself, we have lots of different experts and advisors on every aspect of the home. But we also then have the PhoneWatch Ask an Expert Hub, where people can go, they can get 15-minute free consultation, which is one-on-one advice with an expert. And I personally did the advice consultation when I was getting my house back, would have been 5 years ago. And I had a meeting with a architect who I actually ended up using for my house because I was getting a big extension done. And I found it fantastic because I was able to go, I was able to ask so many questions, bring images of the house. I was able to get free consultation from it. And there was no obligation to go with them or not. But I got so many good kind of pointers on the day, some great advice. He was able to link me up with Electric Ireland Superhomes as well to do the deep retrofit, which meant that I brought my BER rating down. I think it was D3 initially, and I brought it back to a B1. So it's really fantastic that you're able to do that and then get the grants on top of it. So I think all in all, the works are about 12,000. But it is fantastic. And there are grants out there for people to avail of. And it's so important just to have that cozy home. So many now are invested in the home, Jess. We find that more and more. Like previously, a lot of people would have been coming to the show. Value was very much on their minds because obviously, with the with the price of everything going up and people are being more and more conscious, we are finding now that people are starting to invest in their home a bit more. A lot of people are investing in heat pumps because they're looking for that added comfort in the house. And more and more people as well in bespoke and sustainability. Lots of that in the interiors we're seeing.
Yeah, I'm intrigued in the trends that have, because obviously this has been, as you said, it's the largest one of its kind. It's also been running for quite a while. So have you seen trends in that? Like, are you seeing certain stands now being busier than they would have been a few years back? And that the consumer demand for knowledge has shifted from maybe just getting that best couch to suddenly the BER being super important, or as you mentioned earlier on, the installation of an EV charger, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. What we are finding is that I suppose just after COVID, we found there was a huge surge in working from home. So a lot of people come to the show, were looking for ways to really transform their house without making too much of a dent in their wallet. And also, people were looking at even garden rooms that they were using them for kids' playrooms, or some of them were using them because they're no longer in the office. But the one thing that we have noticed more and more is that people are buying into quality. They want to know where the products are coming from. And people are really being more sustainable conscious. They are trying to buy something that maybe is that a little bit more expensive, but something that's going to last the test of time. And that's why we're seeing more and more investing rather than just buying items that will only last a few years and they have to replace them again. So, and I think we're seeing it across the board, not even in our homes. We're seeing a big change, even in fast fashion, that people are just trying to be a lot more conscious of what they're investing in. And obviously, our homes are the one thing that nobody does scrimp on because it's where we spend most of our time.
Yeah, absolutely. Another shift that's happened in recent years as well is the move towards the smart home or the connected home. And I see from the list of exhibitors that there's a fair few tech companies going to be on the floor on the day as well.
Yes, most definitely. Smart home. I think more and more people now are used to using their iPhones to control things within the house, whether it be your security, your fridge, your heating, and even in the electric garden stand, they have some offers on the Climote technology. And at the Mitsubishi Electric stand, they're promoting EcoDan, which is a heat pump, which is a home ventilation system. So everything is there on that stand as well. And we also then have quite a big area around PhoneWatch, which is really all about making your home as secure as possible, but also saving time. You know, more and more people, I think, are a lot more conscious of the time that we're spending on doing things around the house. So if we can be on a beach in Spain and control our security system or turn the heating on, or you know, turn lights on, switch your blinds. That's really what's appealing to more and more people at the moment. And yeah, we've got quite a lot now around smart technology and just really any upgrades that you're doing to the house, whether it be around kind of smart home technology or whether it be around some devices in the kitchen, you know, maybe even some kitchen appliances that will make life a little bit easier.
Yeah, I also see on the list you've got Nevin Maguire, who we love on the show, as well as Dermot Gavin going to be there too. So there's going to be these experts who dominate in their fields who will be speaking on the day. And as you said at the top, there is kind of key takeaways for everyone to walk away with.
Most definitely. We're really lucky. We've got a great lineup. We have celebrity chefs Nevin Maguire and Donal Skean, who will be appearing at the Dunstores Chefs Live Theatre alongside Aileen Cox, who is going to be showing all the mothers and fathers out there some great baby weaning recipes. And Dermot Gavin is going to be there showing all of the outer spaces at Dunstores Garden Range. And we also have architect Hugh Wallace and QS Patricia Power. Hugh is going to be there talking on the DFS Interiors Theatre on Saturday, all about home energy upgrades, how you can take your home from an E or F rating right up to an A or B rating, and really just showing people how they can get the most for their money. Obviously, he works with Home of the Year and the Great Home Revival. So he's probably seen every house there is on the market at the moment. So he has some great tips. And again, I think more and more people now are trying to do some retrofitting, but also just keep an eye on budgets and anyway that is really going to help on the heating.
All right, so it's all taking place in the RDS Simmons Court on Friday, April 26th, from 11 to 6 p.m. And it's on Saturday and Sunday, the 27th and 28th of April as well, from 10 to 6 p.m. There's over 200 exhibitions, plenty to go see, plenty of opportunity to ask your questions, and you can get more information on idealhome.ie. Katrina, thank you so much for joining us here on News Talk.
Thanks so much, Jess.